Chazal speak about conversations between animals. There was a baby camel who was talking to its mother, and it said, "Mom, why is it that we have these long, long, long eyelashes?" And the camel said, the mother said, "My dear child, it's because when we walk through the desert, there are these terrible windstorms. But because Hashem made us with these eyelids, so then our eyes are covered." "Mommy, why is it that we're different than all the other four-legged animals that have, and we have these large humps? It's a gift from Hashem that we have these humps that holds a tremendous amount of water. We could go days and days and days without needing any water. I have one more question for you, Mommy. Then why is it that we're here standing in a cage, surrounded and trapped inside?" This little metaphor I heard from Rav Y.Y. Jacobson, a shiur that he gave on Yutes Kislev. And I'm going to say over some amazing yesodos that he said on Yad Kislev. For those who were here, who were there, who heard the shiur in Binyanei Umah, I apologize. I was so inspired that I felt that I had to share it with those who didn't. The crowning moment of the life of Yosef HaTzadik is a moment with Eshes Potiphar. "Vayihi kayoyim hazeh vayovei habayis alasois melachtoi vein ish me'anshe habayis shom baboyis vatispeseyu bevigdoi loymar." And she grabbed him by his, literally, begadim are his clothing, saying, "Shichvoi mi, the Yetzahara," this is a semel for the Yetzahara, "says sin with me." "Vayazoi bigdoi biyoda, vayonas vayetze achutza." Two basic questions on the pasuk. If Eshes Potiphar is speaking as an individual, as a person, the pasuk shouldn't say vatispeseu bivigdoi leimar, it should say vatispeseu bivigdoi vatoimar, and she said. Question number two that maybe I could add, the pasuk says vayonas vayetze achutza. It's not just that Yosef ran away, but vayetze achutza, he went outside. What is this bechina vayetze achutza? V'gdayle achasidu say that bevigdoi does not mean that the Yetzahara grabbed his clothing, but rather the Yetzahara comes to every one of us at those quiet moments. The pasuk said, "Ve'ein ish me'anshe habayis shom baboyis." There wasn't anybody else around. The anshe habayis, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Mashkiach, the Rebbe, even your friends, don't really know exactly what's going on inside of you. The highs and the lows of every individual. Vatispiseyu bevigdoi. The Yetzahara comes along and says, "You're a fake. You're not real. You and I know what you did when no one was watching." Bevigdoi, the Lashon bevigdoi, is in his treason, in his betrayal. And the Yetzahara says, "Yosef HaTzadik, you're not so much Yosef, you're more Antiochus." Vayazoi bigdoi biyada, the beged is the beged achitzon. Vayazoi bigdoi, vayonas vayetze achutza. The most powerful weapon that the Yetzirah has is when the Yetzirah says, "Everything that you've accomplished, you know, and I know that even though the world sees more, that we're really a little less, or a lot less." Zakteilig Balatanya. Every single one of us has a chelek eloka mimal, And the response to the Yetzer Hara is no. That big dough is really a beged. What's inside of me, who I truly am, is a neshama that's a chelek eloka mimal. There's a fantastic, fantastic sefer that's sitting here in the corner of the Beis Medrash. It's a private sefer. Every time I've mentioned the sefer, every few years I mention the sefer, Talmidim who actually listened, who read a little bit of it, said that it has tremendous, tremendous kochos, and it's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's called Sheva Yipol Tzadik. Pasuk in Mishlei says, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikam. A tzadik falls seven times. And the sefer begins. Hatois ha'ikari shel ha'bochrim she'noiflim v'nishbarim k'she'elem cheshek limud hu'yayidei machshavtom she'im loy b'seder. The most powerful weapon of the Yetzer Hara, as the Yetzer Hara says, that you are not b'seder. You are not in order. You are not consistent. You're inconsistent. Ve'im oivdim al... Oivrim al mitzvahs Hashem yisparech, va'oisim atzmam rishon bifnei atzmam, u'margishim atzmam l'merchokim me'Hashem, u'tmeyim al atzmam, v'al derech itnagusam, v'al roi ma'aseyem, v'choshvim shelechavreyem, ma'masmidim ol rabbonim ba'yeshiva, ein sugei avonos acherim. They think the rabbeim and their friends, they don't have those averos. Bevigdoi! That's the most powerful argument that the Yetzirah has. And that's the argument that Hasidus says that we're not going to be trapped in that jail. That there's a koach that we have that we could excel beyond what it seems that we ourselves, we think they are. We are. How? How do we do that? What's the key to Yosef HaTzadik's Hatzlacha? It's what he tells the brothers. And it's the key of Hatzlacha in Avodas Hashem, and it's the key in Hatzlacha in Avoda ben Adam l'Chavero as well. Lo atem shelachtem oisihena ki yo Elohim. I am here because I am on a shlichus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me on a mission. Wherever I am, whatever I experienced, even the Averos that I experienced are part of the Shlichus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put me on. And therefore, A, I will never give up. I will never give up to bring out the Chelek Eloka Mimal. And B, the other Bechina is that no one could ever wrong me. Because every single one of the experiences that I've gone through is a Shlichus of Kudsh Baruch Hu. The Talmud Rebbe, with tremendous admiration of Chassidus Breslov and Chabad, like to reflect on the koach of Breslov and Chabad. And he says, it's well known, or supposedly Rabbi Nachman said, that you're supposed to have long payas, because one time, if God forbid, at the end of 120, they put you in Gehenna, if you call for me, if you call for Abba, so Rabbi Nachman says, I'll come to Gehenim and pull you out by your pace. The chassid, after 120 years, came up to Shemayim. They asked him, did you read Tikkun Klali every day? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. At least did you go to Uman every Rosh Hashanah? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Gehenim. He screams out as it begins to burn in Gehenim. Like in Sfat, the 2 a.m, Abba! Sure enough, Rabbi Nachman hears him and he comes and he grabs him by the pace out of Gehenna. Chabad Chosid. After 120, they ask him, did you learn Tanya every day? As I start to sein? Every day. Did you spread Ufaratz to Yom of Akeinah? Tanya was a little shvach. Faratz the Yama was a little shvach. Gehenim. Fire begins to burn in Gehenim. Lubavitcher screams, Rabbi! The Rebbe hears. The Rebbe, Zechusa Yogain Aleinu. Zatzal, emphasis of course on Zatzal. The Rebbe hears him, and the Rebbe comes, when a Jew cries, the Rebbe came running. And the Rebbe comes and he says to him, listen to the Rebbe's line. He pulls out a dollar, and he says to the Chassid Gehenim, Irzels Tobin Hatzlacha in Irish Shlichus. You should have Hatzlacha in your Shlichus. The Rebbe's point was that no matter where you are, even if you're in Gehenim, you can have Hatzlacha in your Shlichus. If that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you. Zok the Kedushas Levi. Vayitneu Shom Bebeis HaSoyar. Yosef was put into the prison. Vayihi Shom Bebeis HaSoyar. It's a double lashon. Why does it say Vayitneu Vayihi Shom? Reb Levi Yitzchak says it's to emphasize that Yosef HaTzadik was there. Bishlichus, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put him. Vayisham bebeis ha-soyar. It's amazing that the Sfasem Ezechus HaYogin Aleinu says the same thing. V'chein tzarech liyos, now I'm reading the Lashon of Sfasem Ez. V'chein tzarech liyos ish Yisrael leida ulahamin. Ki akol ba'ashkochas ha-boyrei v'loi b'mikra. V'gam kishi yorad l'mitzrayim ulebeis ha-sar yoda shezeu ha-shlichus sh'ashem yisparach. Vayihi, the Rebbe Sfasem is emphasized on Vayihi bebeis ha-soyar. Vayihi b'avyoso yiyah. Wherever he was from. It was a shlichus from Kudsha Brichu. That's the key. The key in Avodas Hashem is if we look. I see some Talmidim that are going back to the United States. That we look at every single one of our experiences as a shlichus from Kudsha Brichu. But sometimes we get sidetracked. This bechina of shlichus is something that's not always easy to achieve. There are a few things that hold us back. My 10 minutes of chassidus is basically up. But I just want to talk about one part. The pasuk describes that Yosef HaTzadik's struggle begins when he says to Eishes Potifar, "Eineni godal babayis hazeh mimeni." He says, "Wait a second! I have a responsibility. I have an image to keep up. I'm the guy who learns during morning seder. I'm the guy who supposedly doesn't speak lashon hara." So what happens? When does the Yetzirah come to get him? Vayihi kayoy mazev vayovoy abay solaso ismalach the Gemara Saita says he already came. La Vera, according to one opinion. Ve'ein ish me'an she'abayis shom baboyis. His avoidus Hashem didn't start from a shlichus from Kudsha Brichu. It started with an image. The question is whether we really, really feel that passion of shlichus from Kudsha Brichu. And the Yetzirah then starts when he's not alone. Vatis peseu bebigdoi. So then the Yetzirah says, okay, you're a boygate. You're double-faced. You respond to the Yetzirah when you say, I'm not perfect, but every moment I'm on a shlichus. And what does the pasuk say? What was our second question? Vayonos? Doesn't only say that he ran out. Vayetze hachutza. He went out of all the mishigas of society, even the mishigas of the social pressures of the Beis Medrash. Kal v'chomer, the social pressures of the 5 towns and Los Angeles and so on and so on. Even the pressures of Yerushalayim and Mea Shearim. Vayonos vayetze hachutza. A gate arois, he goes out entirely. He's not meshubed ba'asher ba'boyis. He's on a shlichus. And that shlichus is vayishon bebeis hasayar. That's even if he's bebeis hasayar. And that koyach comes from another vayetze achutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu. Vayoytze oysay achutza. Nebris pein abesarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram Avinu. Say, says the Medrash, go out from your mazel. You're not doomed to what your Yetzirah says you're stuck at. You're not doomed to what society says that you're stuck at. In Chassidus, they describe that Avraham Avinu was taken l'malo me'akoychavim, above the stars. V'chelek elokam imal is above the stars. That's the Yetzirah who tries to undermine Shlichus. And that's our response to the Yetzirah. Where B'nei Avraham Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik stands up to that argument of the Yetzirah, Vayonos, Vayetze Achutza. That same koyach of a person to be able to go above and beyond. We just finished the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Yevanim choshchu einayim shel Yisrael. They darken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. Yevanim didn't deny Ruchnius. They didn't deny the koach of Klal Yisrael. They denied something particular. They said, we only accept what you could see and what you could touch. And that's what the same thing that the Yetzirah comes along and says. I know what you are at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I know what you're like at 1:30 in the morning. And I know what you are in times that no one else knows what you are. That's the Metzius. That's the reality. The Or of Chanukah says, Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam. The Or of Chanukah says, no, there's an Or HaNeshama that goes above and beyond. A Chelek Eloka Mimal. And the moment in which we keep our eye on that Shlichus is the moment in which we could accomplish tremendous, tremendous things. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmayim. Should be b'zochev, whether it's through our long payas, or it's the dollar from the Rebbe, or it's a daf gemara, for sure you need a daf gemara. We should be able to keep our eye on vayihi sham afilu imchas v'chalila bebeis ha-soyar. And with that, we'll be able to be mekadesh shem shemayim wherever we go, whichever bias we are in, Be'ezer Hashem together, b'bchinas beis hamikdash.